This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kong streets once again filled with hundreds of thousands of protesters marching Sunday against a controversial legislative bill that would allow for extradition to China. Reuters' Francesca Lina reports.
Hundreds and thousands of demonstrators dressed in black marched through Hong Kong on Sunday, calling for the city's embattled leader, Carrie Lam, to step down, just a day after she indefinitely delayed a controversial extradition bill. It was a dramatic retreat, but protesters say it's not enough. White ribbons and flowers appeared among the sea of placards. They're for this man, who's been hailed a martyr after he fell to his death on Saturday while protesting from the top of a building. A poignant moment of silence to remember him kicked off Sunday's march. Lam's proposed bill would allow the extradition of people in Hong Kong, both locals and foreigners, to stand trial on charges in China. It has angered many in the city.
That's Reuters' Francesca Lina reporting. Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg admitted the company made a mistake and not thoroughly informing airlines, pilots and regulators about a faulty warning light on the grounded 737 MAX 8 jets. Investigators believe the cockpit warning light tied to the anti-stall system played a part in two deadly 737 MAX crashes, one last year off Indonesia, another in Ethiopia in March, killing 356 people. Muilenburg told reporters at the Paris Air Show Sunday Boeing's communications with those who bought its planes was not consistent. A Saudi teenager who had been facing a possible death penalty for taking part in a Shiite-led protest as a child will not be executed. Murtaza Kirisis, who was 13 when he was arrested in 2014, will instead spend time in prison. A Saudi court on Sunday sentenced him to 12 years in prison, which includes time served. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is reaching out to wary foreign leaders, framing alleged Iranian attacks and a Middle East oil shipping route as a problem for the world. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
We will continue to take actions that deter Iran from engaging this kind of behavior. I made a number of calls to my colleagues around the world yesterday. I am confident we will have partners that understand this threat.
On Fox News Sunday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo stressed diplomacy.
We don't want war.
But Senator Tom Cotton tells CBS's Face the Nation.
Unprovoked attacks on commercial shipping warrant a retaliatory military strike.
Congressman Adam Schiff, who also appeared on CBS's Face the Nation, says the administration should be consulting allies.
We should be trying to corral a response, though, from the international community to protect shipping, to impose sanctions. But because we have so alienated ourselves from our allies, that's not happening.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Trump name appears on high-rise hotels, office towers, and golf resorts. It is now the name of a tiny Jewish settlement in the Golan Heights. The U.S. Ambassador David Friedman was on hand Sunday, and the Brashim settlement was officially renamed Trump Heights. Mr. Trump was celebrated in his 73rd birthday Friday and tweeted, "Thank you, Prime Minister Netanyahu and the State of Israel for this great honor." About 10 people live in the small settlement. More than 20 Chinese activists who took part in the Tiananmen Square pro-democracy movement called on Monday the United Nations' top human rights body to investigate Beijing's deadly crackdown 30 years ago. Wang Dan and 21 others, are backed by the group Chinese Human Rights Defenders, said that they submitted the complaint to the UN Human Rights Council, a Geneva forum, which opens a three-week session on June 24th. The anniversary remains taboo in China. Beijing has not held a public inquiry nor permitted an independent investigation, according to a statement released by the group. Saudi Arabia's crown prince again blaming Iran for attacks on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman and called on the international community to take a decisive stand, but said in an interview published on Sunday that the kingdom does not want a war within the region. Tens of thousands are expected to continue to take on to the streets on Sunday to demand Hong Kong's, I should say on Monday, to demand Hong Kong's leader step down. This is after she suspended the extradition bill and expressed deep sorrow and regret that recent events had stirred controversies. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam Saturday indefinitely delayed the bill that could send people to mainland China to face trial. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Voice of America. One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.